Hey everyone, it's Jilly. Welcome back to the INFJ Growth Podcast. Today, I want to talk about the reasons why INFJs can feel easily overstimulated by things in their environment and why we can become easily fatigued. And not only the reasons why, but some things that we can do about it. So something that's important to know with our introverted intuition being our dominant function, for most INFJs, energy conservation and management is very, very, very important for maintaining healthy intuition. And the flip side of that with extroverted sensing, and I talked about this dichotomy a little bit in last episode, extroverted sensing, it is our inferior function. So this means a couple of things. One, it means that actively using extroverted sensing as a function, it will always be our weakest function. It will always take the most conscious effort. It will always take the most energy, and it will never feel as natural to us as using our intuition. And on top of that, it's not just using extroverted sensing as a function that takes our energy. It's also navigating and interacting with stimuli in our immediate sensory environment. So anything that is stimulating in our environment, that accesses our extroverted sensing function. So this could be anything from like actual physical stimuli, whether it's loud noises, bright lights, hubbub, like if you're in a workplace and there's a lot of people talking at the same time, just a lot of different things competing for your attention and for your brain space and focus. It can be something like that. It can also be exhausting conversation. It can be having to focus on a lot of details in the immediate environment. It can be using cognitive faculties to solve challenges. If you're working on something that's mentally draining or mentally engaging that requires you to pay a lot of close focus and close attention to it, it can even be scrolling social media, especially if it's something that involves, you know, negative news sites or negative news articles that have sensationalist headlines that, you know, then you start reading articles that have negative emotions and negative feelings attached to them, or maybe that get you frustrated, that can be a draining use of your extroverted sensing. And this sounds silly, but it could even be having to engage in a conversation where the person is talking at you for an hour and you're not even saying anything, but you are politely putting on an interested face because you don't want to hurt their feelings. And even just sitting there having to listen to someone like that, even if you're not participating in the conversation or solving any complex problems or doing a complex task, even that can be very draining and overstimulating for us. And it sounds silly, but sometimes even like tones of people's voices or the ways that they talk, if they're very loud and domineering, listening to that for even a short amount of time can just feel exhausting to me. I'd be super curious to hear what your experiences are with that too. So all of these things, they're different aspects of and different types of extroverted sensing. And if you combine all of these together, or if you have different types of them that are going on for long periods of time, it can lead to us feeling stressed. It can lead to us feeling overwhelmed, overstimulated, and irritable, agitated. And it can cause us to sometimes go into what's called the SE grip, which is when we are not ourselves. And usually this happens with me when there's a lot of different things going on. Like say if I'm moving or when I was starting one of my businesses or closing it, there's just like so many unexpected things that happen, so many tasks that come up that you can't plan for that are urgent or stressful, and you have to attend to them and you're mentally juggling all these different things. and just responding to one after the other. You don't have any time to recharge. You don't have any time to process things or time by yourself. And it's interesting because most INFJs I know, we can do that, and we can actually do it very skilledly. Is that a word? Skillfully. There we go. Good Lord. We can actually do that very skillfully. And yet, if we are forced to do that for long periods of time, it can really wear on us, and it can make us hyperreactive. It can make us just not feel like ourselves. We kind of feel like a tornado. And then we go and go and go and go, and then we crash and we're a couch potato. And it's sometimes we just feel like we're either going a million miles an hour and we can't stop, or we're stuck sitting on the couch staring at a wall. I've spent many days in one of those two extreme states. So it's so important to know and to be aware that just because you can function like that, and just because you can handle a bunch of different stressors or unexpected things coming up, it doesn't mean that that's what's best for us. And it doesn't mean that we have to do that or that we should be doing that just because we're able to. And it's really important to be aware of and proactive with things that engage our extroverted sensing. So things that drain on our energy, and limiting those whenever we can. Even the amount of information that we take in, even that can be draining. So if you're, even if it's, you know, a quiet day and I'm sitting at home, but I have some work to do and there's just a lot of data to look at or a lot of things to take in, that can be very draining for me. Like I can do it. I can pay attention to detail, and I can use my brain in that way, but it does drain you, and it makes you feel tired. So with energy management for INFJs, it's not just our physical energy, but it's also our cognitive energy, our mental energy, even our health, the ways that we eat, the sleep schedule that we have, whether we drink alcohol, whether we drink coffee. And everybody's so different. And it's so important to pay attention to what overstimulates you, what draws from your energy, and what replenishes it, and to be proactive wherever you can about limiting situational stressors, and whether they enter your awareness at times where they don't have to be. And that's especially true with electronic interruptions. Oh my goodness. Everyone needs to have notifications on, and our phones are programmed to deliver all these 15,000 notifications to us automatically. And it seems like it's such a small thing and like it wouldn't be a big deal, but anything that interrupts our focus or that draws from our mental energy with that extroverted sensing function, those little things add up throughout the day. And most INFJs feel like they wake up in the morning and they have a set amount of energy. It's almost like a battery. And all these little things pull from it and draw from it. And even though a notification maybe takes your focus away for a couple minutes, sometimes it can take you another 10 minutes to get back on track. And then your brain's thinking about these three other things that notification made you think about. And then the task that you were working on takes twice as long as it would have just because you saw that one notification or because you checked that one email. So it's really important for us to protect our energy and to protect our attention and our focus. I have pretty much all notifications shut off on my phone. I don't even have a sound for my texts. Like my phone is perpetually on silent. Thank goodness for my Apple Watch to be able to find it. But any type of electronic notification, like those are all off for me. I do not want any of my mental energy to go to my phone when I'm not using it with intention. I don't want to be interrupted by a spam call and then while I'm on my phone, just check my email for a sec while I'm on there. And then before I know, an hour's gone by and I didn't even remember what I was working on or what I was doing. And then I'm tired and I don't feel like doing anything. And it's all just because of that one stupid notification. Like it sounds so trivial, but I'd be curious to hear from you guys if, or what your experience is with it. And if you've gone through any trial periods with limiting these types of stimuli that you can control, and what was the result for you? Or what's your experience with this? I used to view it in terms of the amount of time that something would take if I was interrupted. But as time went on, I could see that it not everything is just about time. Like, my mental energy is so precious to me. And I don't want any type of interruption that's not necessary or that's not urgent. I don't want to waste that on those types of things. It's not just about the amount of time. If, you know, someone interrupts you with something, it's also about the task switching. It's about trying to get back on track mentally to get back to where you were before. All of these things add up throughout the day. And the more tired that you are, the worse job that you're going to do throughout the day, the more irritable you're going to feel. And it's about so much more than time. Our mental energy is so important and so critical for our health, for our ability to be our best selves, for our ability to show up as our best selves for other people. And it's about so much more than the time or the individual interruption. Like, it's all cumulative. It all adds up and it all drains from our energy battery. And it's up to us to be aware of that and to be proactive with managing it, even ahead of time, not just in the moment. So, you know, if you're sitting down to do a work session, my phone is not in my room. It is elsewhere. I don't even want to see it, because if I see it, then I'm going to think about it, like, in the back of my mind. Or even if I see an email from someone that I know I need to respond to, it's not enough for me to see that and then just deal with it later. That email will nag at the back of my mind, or even any unfinished task, really. It will nag at the back of my mind and it will just keep chewing away at me. And it's so hard for me to be present in the moment when there's other tasks or other stimuli that have entered my awareness. My awareness is such a sacred space. And could I learn to be more efficient at, like, letting those thoughts go or letting those stimuli go? Maybe. I'm sure if I focused my attention and effort on allowing things to enter my awareness and letting them go without them chewing at me, I'm sure that I could maybe make some progress with that. But I don't really want that to be my focus right now. I would rather focus my energy and attention on other things. So for me, I would rather be proactive and intentional about it by not allowing those sensory stimuli to enter my awareness in the first place. That way I don't have to worry about keeping them from rattling around in my head. I would rather just do that up front and to focus my energy elsewhere. It's so important for us to be intentional about where our focus and where our attention and where our energy is going to. Because if we are not, whatever is in our immediate environment through that SE, it's all there and it's all competing for your focus and it's all draining from you. And there are some things that you can do to, you know, replenish that energy throughout the day. I might do a separate episode on energy management. But as a whole, if we're not vigilant about protecting our energy and our attention and our focus, once that battery is drained for the day, it's really hard to get back to that point through recharging it. So yes, like, we can recharge throughout the day, but it's also really important. Like, if you think of it as a gas tank, you want to plug the holes. If there's a hole in your gas tank that is sucking the life out of you or competing for your attention or your focus, like, you can keep pumping fuel into your gas tank, but it would be so much more efficient and so much easier for you to plug the hole, for you to put some, like, a blocker on your phone so that you can have a work session without there being interruptions. So it's really, really important as INFJs, as intuitive dominants, to remember that the things around us are pulling from our energy battery, and those things are all SE stimuli. all of it, it's all fair game. And it all shuts off our ability to use our intuition, which is our dominant function. So the more proactive that we can be and intentional that we can be with limiting those types of stimuli, the better you're going to feel. You're going to feel better about yourself. You're going to feel better about the quality of your work. You're going to feel better about the depth and the quality of your relationships. And you're going to feel, you're going to have more energy. Like, who doesn't want more energy? You're going to feel like so much better doing these things, and you're going to actually be doing a better job at it. So I strongly encourage anyone who hasn't looked at this yet in their life, take a look at it. It seems so small, but being intentional and mindful about this was a massive game changer for me. I can't even describe how much improved my life is since I have started being intentional with what I allow into my awareness and into my immediate environment. It takes a little time to see the results of it, but it starts to accumulate, and it becomes your new normal, so that when some type of stimuli does sneak through, you notice it, and you notice how bad it makes you feel. And it's an awesome way to gauge the progress and the effort and the growth that you're making, because you notice when it makes you feel bad, and then you realize, oh my goodness, like, I used to feel like this all the time. I'm so glad that I don't have to feel this way anymore. And then you go back to what you were doing before, and then that just becomes your new way of being. And it's such a better way to live and such a better way to function. And that, I know I've been talking about electronics, but it also includes interruptions from other people too. Me working at home, my husband is a nurse, so he is off 4 days a week. He uses extroverted sensing as his auxiliary function. So that's what I see. That's how he interacts with the world. And I have to be very vigilant with him interrupting me, for lack of a better word, when I'm working, because it doesn't compute for him that an interruption stresses me out, because he doesn't mind interruptions and it's just the way that he functions. So I have to be proactive with literally like shutting my door sometimes, or telling him, I need you to give me an hour to work on this thing. And unless the house is burning down, please don't come talk to me. And that is also about the time too, because a lot of times he'll say, you know, I'm just going to show you this thing for like 2 minutes. And even if it is 2 minutes, my focus is split. I don't do well with splitting my focus, and it takes me time to get back on track again. So as far as, you know, regulating our external stimuli, that also includes people. And for people who have kids, especially young kids at home, I salute you, because I couldn't imagine like having that type of, I mean, it's constant, and there's not as much you can do to regulate that. So in that case, it's even more important that you block off time and ask for help whenever you're able to take advantage of that, to spend time by yourself in the absence of stimuli to nurture your intuition and to recharge, because that energy battery, it is everything for INFJs. So this is your friendly reminder to take stock of what is recharging you, what is draining you, and to take steps wherever you can to protect your energy and to recharge it. And there's nothing too small. It can feel overwhelming when you're kind of first noticing like all the things that are in your sensory environment. And sometimes it can feel like, well, there's way too much. I'm not even going to focus on any of these small things because it's not going to do anything. But I promise that it will. And sometimes it takes a little time to notice a difference with it, but it all helps. There's nothing too small. There's nothing too minor that you won't see a benefit with. So start small. You got to start somewhere, and it will pay off, and you will start to feel better, and you will start to function better. And that's how we can learn to validate ourselves from within, instead of relying on the ways that we can help other people or what other people think of us. And that is incredibly powerful for us as INFJs. So I think I will do an episode on energy management specifically, because there's a lot of different areas that can be helpful to look at. I might also make a PDF guide for it, because I could probably brainstorm a lot of different areas that might be helpful. And I think that just having a list written down of all the different ways that you can look at this, having a list where you can take stock and just have something visual in your hand, can be very helpful for INFJs. So I think I'll work on that, and then I will let you guys know when I do that episode. In the meantime, I would love to hear from you guys if you have any experiences to share, or if you have any tips or techniques that have worked really well for you for protecting your energy and for managing your the sensory, the things in your environment, the stimuli, so that you are able to stay aligned with yourself. And I would love to hear any techniques or ideas that you guys have that maybe I haven't thought of before. And if you have any topic ideas or suggestions or things specifically that you want me to cover, I would love to hear from you. You can connect with me on Instagram. I am at infj.growth, or you can shoot me an email at jilly@infjgrowth.com. Thank you guys so much for listening. It means the world to me. I am so grateful for you guys, and I love you guys so much. And I am excited to see you next time. Bye.